Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Good. I've had a pretty amazing trip this month.
Where'd you go?
I went to Amsterdam and then to Italy.
Oh, cool.
So it was really cool because I went to Amsterdam specifically to see the tulips.
Oh, wow.
Which are amazing. And I did a biking trip through the tulips where you rode through all the gardens. And it was, I think it was 15 miles or so, which is really fun because you just go from tulip field to tulip field. It's just beautiful and stunning.
Yeah.
So
have you heard of Tulip Mania?
Yeah, but where is that here?
No, do you know what? I mean, no, it was like a historical event, the Tulip Mania. This is like one of those, because I took economic history in college, we talked about this. Tulips were one of like the first financial bubbles.
Oh.
So we all remember like the 2008 housing crisis where people were just buying houses at completely like crazy values. The same thing happened to tulip bulbs like 300 years ago or something.
Wow.
Yeah, right? And could you imagine someone paying like, I don't know how much a tulip bulb costs today. I'm guessing like a few dollars, right?
Yeah.
And imagine someone be like, this tulip bulb, $100, please. You know, like, you know, you'd be like, no way.
Well, they probably did it to create different strains of the tulips that would survive and be hardier in different parts of the world.
Right. So I think—
And market it throughout other countries.
Well, what as with, I think, a lot of financial bubbles, they're started with like some good, rational economic fundamental, right? Something like what you said. Maybe someone made a better tulip. But then what happens is like just this frenzy starts where someone says, oh, the tulip went up in value. I should buy tulips. Now that demand creates a higher price for tulips and it just keeps on going until people just like come to their senses and the whole market crashes.
Got it.
But yeah.
I did not know that.
I know, right?
They're flowers. Certainly beautiful. I didn't know that.
Maybe that was it. Somebody just saw a really beautiful tulip and said, I must have it.
Well, I am pretty sure it's one of the largest exporters
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right, the Amsterdam tulips.
Yeah, it's a big business over there.
Yeah, so. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So this month we're talking about living in a golf course community. And this week we're talking about what it's really like to live in a country club community. So what are some of the biggest misconceptions that buyers have about living in a country club community? And how do you address those during the buying process?
Well, I think one question that comes up is, if I don't play golf, am I going to feel like I don't belong?
Mm-hmm. And like your answer is?
I don't think so, because I think if you appreciate or enjoy a club, and clubs can be all different levels, but if you want amenities, even for the non-golfer, like having, you know, a salon or having a workout room, or as I mentioned, you can sometimes at the clubhouse, there's speaker series or there's games that are being played. I think for the non-golf member, I think you just have to look at the club amenities differently. Mm-hmm. You don't look at, okay, there are two golf courses, but what does the rest of it have? And will this suit my needs? I love to walk. Is there a wonderful sidewalk that goes all around the golf course? So you have to just look at your lifestyle and what you want on a daily basis and being safe. Some people like communities like a golf course community or a condo because if their partner or husband is traveling or wife is traveling, they like the fact that sometimes they're not alone and they can walk out and see other people. And I think that's true of a lot of the condos. And I think people like that, choose it because they want something that isn't as freestanding and kind of isolating.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think the community piece is really important, right? Like, yes, you are buying into all these amenities and activities, but probably the most valuable thing for most people is community and finding their people. And I think when you're looking at golf communities, like getting to know some of the members, right, is a valuable thing to do. And that member may just as likely as not be your real estate agent, right?
Yeah.
Who can introduce you to people. And
I had a client who was in Weston and had a freestanding house. Kids went off to college, decided to sell that, and he went down to Pine Hills on the Cape. And he wasn't necessarily a big golfer, but he was really into kayaking and rowing.
Oh, cool.
So the nice thing was Pine Hills is in near Plymouth. So he had access from there to get to water mm-hmm. to do the thing that he wanted to do, which was pretty isolating. But when he came back, you know, he was instantly in a community. And I think that's also a really nice, yes, there was a golf course, but his primary interest was the water.
Right.
So he looked at it as having proximity as well as if he wants to play golf, yes, he could play golf.
Right.
Or do whatever else he wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. The biggest misconception is that a golf community is only about golf.
I think that's absolutely true.
Right on. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. What type of buyer tends to thrive in a country club setting? And how can agents identify when the lifestyle is the right fit?
I think the person that goes into like a golf club community is one that has participated or been part of a club in another part of the country
mm-hmm.
and values access to playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the number one reason you look like me. You know,
right.
If I go to Florida, I want to live someplace that I can walk out my door and go play golf anytime I want.
Right.
I don't want to be having to figure out where I can go play. I mean, there are lots of people that live in condos and have access to many public courses, but it means your community is not the same, which
right.
for some people, it's great.
Right.
Right. They just go and they meet people. But if you're looking for kind of a lifestyle community, then you're more likely to go into a golf community or some sort of country club, you know, buying something in an area that is more of a community, golf club community.
Yeah, right on. I agree. Cool. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.